Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5. FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can call us at 530-605-4567. Got a busy day today. I hope everybody's having a great morning today, the 19th of April, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's there. I'm glad to see.
Yes, Christina's
I'm glad
here.
You see that. You know what? You all are so damn dramatic. I mean, I'm not kidding you. It's like people gasping, holding their throats. And we'll explain that in a minute. Christina, did you get in a fight last night at the mixer?
Well, no, let's talk about the mixer.
At the cowboy mixer?
I supposed to get in the fight?
No, no. I told you, though, if you did, you know, at the, you know, everybody's there having a great time at the Red Bluff Roundup mixer. It was great.
Chamber of Commerce mixer.
Chamber
Reynolds.
Of Commerce. Oh, my gosh. It was
Reynolds
cool.
Reynolds Feed.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Reynolds Feed. They cleared out the whole back area, all the hay out of there, and everybody came in, and Lance Cornwell band was playing. He is so good.
He is.
He did a whole set on Garth Brooks. And I'm telling you what, he gave great homage to Garth Brooks. But anyway, did you have a good time?
Of course I did. They're wonderful. It's just like good. Something new for me.
It's
yeah, welcome to the world of rodeo and cowboys and I don't know about
rural
you.
Rural America.
I absolutely love it. I love it. Okay, let's get into the weather because it's the Red Bluff Roundup. This weekend, of course, it's starting tonight. We've given all our tickets away, but we'll be there Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be spectacular. Sunny today with a high of 83, folks. Overnight lows tonight with increasing clouds, which is kind of cool if you're outside with the rodeo tonight, cooling it down a little bit with 57. Tomorrow will be sunny with 82 and overnight lows tomorrow night with 54.
I bet if you looked at that forecast, you could say, that goes exactly like that to next Thursday. Am I right?
Well, not really.
Okay.
Because we go on Sunday at 85, Monday at 86, and then we jump down to and lower to 10 degrees on Tuesday with 78.
Wow.
So we're still fluctuating.
Yeah.
And it's still April, which means April showers. And if you recall, we talked about this the other day. We have been in the Reading Rodeo in the stands where it has rained. If not once, at least twice, because I remember Poncho in the stands one time, and the second time when the Marines came out and everybody fled, we said, if they can do it, we can do it. We sat there in rodeo flats and absolutely was saturated and sat in the rain. We didn't have anything to protect us except for, I'm not sure what. Well, I don't even know. Maybe the program or something.
But then the rain stopped. Right then at the beginning, and it didn't rain again for the whole evening.
Yeah,
it
but your butt was still wet.
Yeah, so what? Well, that's... Is that why you sat in my lap to warm up?
Right, absolutely. So anyway, okay. Just to let you know, that's the forecast. And, of course, we love the people who bring us the weather. That is Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. They respect. They are part of our community. They respect the community. And they show it in so many deeds and actions. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
Okay.
And with us this morning is our beautiful Katrina. Hi.
Good morning.
With applause.
Yeah, he.
That's the name of the dog.
That's the name of the dog.
Because that's what he deserves.
He's very interesting. He's long and chunky.
Yeah. Yeah, he is long and chunky. He's black and white. We have him as a pit mix. He is about 50 pounds, though, and we think he's only about 7 months. So he's definitely a big boy.
Yeah, I can tell you this, and you know this. Buford took off yesterday and caught me by surprise as we were walking into the carport. There was a cat in there. He hit the end of that leash and yanked me just straight into a pole. Now, I weigh 180 pounds, right? And I'm kind of watching him, and that dog just, boom.
Did you say, was there something proud about that number?
What?
180?
Well, 180, 185, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Because I can tell you, folks, for those people who see Carl Bott, he's been on a mission. Because Carl has definitely dropped a few sizes.
I have.
Intentionally.
Intentionally. And people ask me if I'm sick. No, I'm not sick.
They do.
Come on.
They do. I've had so many people go, Carl.
I'm not sick.
I just want to let you know that people haven't seen you in a long time. Say, is Carl okay? Is he well? Because people think of you as this broad-shouldered big Marine. And you dropped a lot of weight. So anyway, when you say, well, that just freaks me out because that's just almost a few pounds more than me. I don't want to hear it. Doesn't even go with me visually. Let's get back to the pet of the week.
Yes, we just had we had the slam of the week, so let's have the pet of the week.
It wasn't a slam.
Tell us about applause.
Yeah, so like I said, he's about 7 months old, so he's definitely a big puppy. He's definitely, when people, I think, you know, come to the shelter looking for a puppy, you're not really thinking of one in this age range. You're typically thinking of, like, you know, a 2 month, a 3 month old, but a 7 month old is very much still a puppy. But what's kind of special about him is I think he's very mature for his age.
Uh-huh.
I think, he is a lot more gentle than I think a lot of dogs we see at this age. He definitely is hyper and has his moments, and he can pull on the leash and everything when he's really excited. But overall, I would say he's mostly just really affectionate and really loves just being with his people, and he does calm down pretty quickly, too.
Well, Buford's 2 years old and still does puppy stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to expect that. And this is just a cool little dog.
Yeah.
Well, not so little, but he's just a cool dog, and he's pretty.
Well, and you know what? You've got to say that when you do this media run, it's really advantageous because very often you get your pets adopted through going on Channel 7, coming to the different radio stations because word of mouth gets out, people see them. I have some friends recently who said that they got their dog that way, where they were watching TV and he went that day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and this would have been, I don't know, some time ago.
I've run into a whole lot of people at the dog park have gotten their pets from Haven Humane, and they're just so happy. One got his when he was 5 months old 7 years ago.
And yesterday,
taking
Buford for a walk, because, you know, it's always the animals that will bridge, you know, talking to a stranger.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I'm walking in the neighborhood after 17 years. I've never seen someone outside this house. And Buford was not going to walk by until he said hello. He wanted to know who she was. And he stopped me cold into my tracks. And I kept saying, so finally she said, hi, puppy. I said, hi, I'm Linda. I live down the street. She said, I'm Kathy. My husband grew up in this house. I said, well, we just adopted him like 3 weeks ago. I was going on a month. And she said, oh, we got our dog. He's going on 10. We got him at 2. We couldn't be happier. So there we were. On common ground, talking about the love of our pets and Haven Humane. And that's how it works, folks. So do think about opening your house. We've done it. Yeah, it does change the dynamic, but it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful feeling, isn't it, Carl?
It is. And Buford has just settled right in, and we feel like we're very fortunate to get Buford. And I think Buford lucked out, too. You know,
I think he did all right.
Yeah, he did okay.
And Katrina, you were responsible for that because you brought him in as Pet of the Week. You picked him out.
I think that's really special how that happened, honestly. And I'm very thankful that you guys did take him home.
Well, you know, we've looked at a lot of dogs that you've brought through here, and they thought, oh, that's really a nice dog. And
yeah.
But for some reason, Buford tugged on us.
Yeah.
And,
he clicked.
And you know what? You know what,
exactly.
My friends, our listeners out there, that you're thinking, you know what, you know, I don't know. And we said that. You know, I mean, our life was pretty well set, and then you bring a dog into the house. It's not that big a thing. Yes, you know, the one thing that's good for me is I get up every morning, he and I go for a walk.
Yeah, that's right. 5:45, I'm telling you, Carl, I told him this morning, first words out of my mouth, I'm so proud of you.
I don't answer because it's 5:45, and I'm trying to clip it on, and Buford knows where he's going.
Yep.
So
yeah.
Off we go. And anyway, so if you're thinking about it, you need to go down and take a look at those dogs. And here's the thing is, get them out of their kennels and take them into the room with you and get to know them. And I think you'd be really surprised.
The visiting room the visiting room at Haven Humane. And, you know, and then you have the annual animal behaviors. Can you share with us the animal behaviors that comes in and tells you about they've been, you know, watching the dog's mannerisms and stuff and come into the visiting room at Haven Humane and tell you about the dog.
Yeah, she definitely can do that. I wouldn't say that's something she does super routinely, but if you ever want to speak with her, she's always comfortable with that. I should also mention, too, she's always willing to, after you adopt, if you, you know, take the dog home and you're having any questions about them, she is always willing to discuss with you options for training and things, either over the phone or through email. So she is always available if you do have questions about training or getting a dog adjusted. And her email is on our website, but it's just training@havenhumane.org.
That's okay. A wonderful yeah. service.
And
yeah,
we actually
it
got
definitely helped.
One of your people reached out to us and asked us.
3 weeks later.
Well, how's Buford doing? Because she had like tears
Heather.
In her eyes. Heather. And I
yeah,
mean,
that was her boy.
Yeah.
Y'all had him for 72 days. And
yeah.
he just.
I sent her a picture of Buford on your lap.
Oh.
Because Buford crawled up in his lap in the easy chair.
Yeah.
And I sent her and I said, well, this is where we're at. And she was so happy. And I thought that was so indicative of the people working for Humane. I know we got to take a break. Thank you so much for being with us. But on closing thoughts here, very indicative. We've had firsthand experience. We've always loved you guys. Love what you stood for. But to bring it into our home, into the intimacy of our house and experience, 3 weeks later, somebody from Haven Humane who was handling Buford and got attached, which so many people do the different shelter animals, especially after that many days.
Oh, definitely.
Reaching out to say, because that's extended family.
Yeah.
It is.
That's a good way to put it.
Anything special coming up at Haven Humane?
We have Putt for Paws coming up May 17th.
Okay.
So if you want to register, go to havenhumane.org.
Putt for Paws, it's the golf tournament, and it's a great time. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Yeah, that's right. Both insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people since 1993, families, seniors, business owners, and veterans. And she treats every one of her customers individually and takes a great interest in her customers, who then be, you know, their friends. And with all the stuff that's going on with insurance and inflation and all that, maybe you need to have somebody take a look at your investments, take a look at your 401s, take a look at your insurance. Well, Judy offers a free review and evaluation of what you have, and maybe there's ways that she can help you. Give her a call at 530-221-0441 or drop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. It's right next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back.
A lovely day.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Shasta County Grand Jury application deadline has been extended to April 24th. To apply or to get details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Don't delay. Get your application in now.
Please apply now.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Redding Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott today, date 19th of April, 7:21 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 100 hospitals in the United States, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. They're on the cutting edge of technology with the TAVR valve replacement, the XI, the Da Vinci XI surgical one, or surgical robotic system, which means less pain, less, faster recovery times, get you out of the hospital quicker. They are right on the cusp of everything that's new, so you don't have to travel down to Davis or any place else. You can get those done right here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And we're here with Deborah Fox from Cool April Nights, and it's starting today.
It is, and we are so excited. Can we just share with our listeners what your website is so that if people need to go and find out, you know, people go online, what's happening today? I mean, programs, you know, how people are. If they do an online and an app and everything for. So where do we go?
www.coolaprilnights.com.
Cool with a K, of course.
Cool with a K.
And I'm sitting here with your press release, 31 Show and Shines.
Yes, sir. Yes, we're very excited.
My God, how do you do that?
Quickly. No, it's a fun-filled week. The shows overlap and intermix so that you can go from one show to the next show. We bring in thousands of cars from all over the area. The different show and shines do show different cars other than just classics. We have a new sponsor this year. Harley-Davidson will have their motorcycles as well. However, motorcycles are not allowed at Cool April Night's big show and shine, which is Saturday, April 27th.
But the cool thing is that this is a local business, and a lot of people love Harleys, and what a great opportunity for them to take people who may be in town that's smart business-wise.
Very great
to have a sponsor for them to throw in the money in the to the till. But you're bringing people who might be here from, let's say, Washington or Idaho or wherever they're here showing their car and want to just check out a Harley.
Exactly.
Fabulous. I love it how intricate and crossover everything is. So Deborah, you know, what is this year, what does the 2024 season mean for you?
It means for me giving back to the community, and anybody that knows me or knows anyone in our organization, that's what this is all about. I was raised to give back to the community that you live in. You either volunteer or you write a check. I happen to volunteer. I love classic cars. I grew up in a classic car world. And so I started volunteering about 14 years ago and became a board member. And here we are today.
So when somebody says, pass me a wrench, you know what kind of wrench.
And that is so funny.
Oh, my God.
Long story, but that's a story that my dad, who is no longer with us, he and I share a story about a wrench. So for you to bring that up is
that.
Yeah.
What is this song called, Pass Me a Wrench?
I don't know.
Usually when dads would ask for the wrench, they'd ask for the wrench, and then a couple of minutes later, they describe it. Hand me the blinking wrench. And you're sitting there, I'm looking at all these wrenches, and I'm going, And
I was really little.
Give me the box in, quarter.
Yeah. So he stopped, wiped off his hands with the rags, picked me up, set me up on the workbench, and I got a half an hour lesson on what wrenches were and what sizes they were.
Okay, well, because there's cool. When you have the singular wrench, at that point, I don't know if they had the box where they had all the different sizes that would go on the wrench.
Yes.
The wrench. They did do that back then because you don't really know, because I know with my dad, when I grew up, it was like, I know what a flat screwdriver is, and I know what a Phillips is.
Well, and back then, too, they just didn't really think about girls being into cars. And now, you cannot believe how many women have classic cars registered for our show.
Wow. And they love the conversation, because why can't you like football and golf? And
exactly.
Stuff? It's not just a man's world. We get off on it, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, what... Okay, so you started volunteering for... How long has Cool April Nights been around?
They started in 1990. There was a group of gentlemen started by the Milligan brothers. They got them all together and decided they wanted to have a local car show so they could bring in their cars here in town rather than having to go out of town. And it has grown from 1990 to 286 cars, I believe, to what it is today.
They had 286 cars in the first one, which was probably, they're going, wow.
Yeah.
And then now it's, how many, just a ballpark.
So for us, we are limited at the big show in Shine, which is Saturday, April 27th.
Right.
That's Cool April Night show. All of these other shows lead up to our big event. And we are limited to 2,000 cars. Registration online stopped as of last Friday. We are just over 1,400 cars registered.
Okay.
So if you're planning to come, come on down to the Reading Civic Auditorium Wednesday, Thursday from 9 to 6, or Friday from 9 till 3 to register your car.
And we're going to be there, by the way, everybody, from 10 to 12 next Wednesday during registration day, on remote right there. They'd be talking to the people that are coming in, talking to Cool April Nights people, to be oohing and ahhing over the cars. My favorite story on this is I was talking to, of course, a lot of the wrenchers were right there. And one of them had passed, and he had not finished his car.
Mm.
They all got together and finished the car for him, and it was in the Civic that time. So
it's
they
a family.
Had all, yeah, they all got together, finished his car.
Doesn't that break you kind of up, doesn't it?
Well, it just tells me is that this is a close fraternity. And it's like anywhere, like in the horse world or the rodeo world or this, is that they help each other out, even though they're competing against
Absolutely.
Each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just one great big family, and everybody does help everybody else. And if you're looking for a part, there's a network of people, and people start calling. And, of course, nowadays it's Facebook or Instagram, and you'll see people looking for a certain part on their car, and everybody joins in for the search. So.
Yeah, and it's probably not easy finding a part for a 1942 Hudson.
But they're out there.
Wow.
So registration again on Wednesday, that's April 24th. Mark your calendars from 9 to 6. That's
at
the Civic. And that's going to be fun just to watch people. I don't know if they drive up with their car.
They do.
Ooh.
Yes, at the top of the ramp. At the Civic Auditorium, which brings me to another little subject here. The Civic Auditorium box office. The lovely people that work there do not know anything about Cool April Nights. Please do not stop and ask them questions. They do not know. If you're looking for a printed schedule, you can stop by any of the 8 Napa auto stores. Napa is one of our biggest sponsors. They have our pre-sale wristbands there. They're $10 a piece. Avoid the lines at the gate on Saturday. You can purchase them and get in the fast track lane and just go right on in. And then you can also pick up the schedule of events. And that is online as well.
Okay.
If you scroll to the bottom of our website, you can download the schedule.
Well, okay, we're here with Deborah Fox, and from Cool April Nights, we're going to take a quick break. And we come back, we've got a lot of other things to talk about.
Wonderful,
this.
Thank you.
And including it starts today, the first Show and Shine. And you just what you do is you come up and you look, you come up and you face KCNR, our studio doors, our office doors, and then kind of casually turn to your left and walk up the street. You're going to find it.
You're going to see a lot of cars today.
See a lot of cars.
ION puts on a wonderful event downtown, Springfest 2024. We'll see you there.
Okay. So this portion of the show, I just want to remind everybody, is that this Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International is having its 30th annual banquet. It's going to be Saturday, April 27th. And, you know, I love this event. It has so many things at such reasonable prices, but there are games, auctions, drawings, and the drawings include guns, hunts, hunting, and outdoor gear, artwork, items for the ladies. They have their own area over there, and it's going to be at the Wind River Event Center, and you can get your tickets at scireading.org. So join us that evening. You're going to have a good time. I mean, I am there handing out stuff. How long, an hour, and I'm doing it fast.
And children, nobody leaves empty-handed.
Children come there and they get these great,
poles and
fishing poles, and one of them wins a rifle.
You know, kids, okay, who's here at 8? And then whoever brings their kids, nobody leaves empty-handed.
It goes like 8 and under, and I mean, we've seen babies come up there. Somebody carries a baby up and they walk out with a pack with stuff in it. So, anyway, okay. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
What's really funny is
they're holding back there and trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running to the scratch for another save. The race is on, and it looks like heartache, and the winner loses all.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And Cool April Nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. 19th of April, 7:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Voted best in the North State in the Record Searchlight poll. And why? They are the only full-service jewelry store in Redding with their own watch repairman. They have a great selection of jewelry and getting ready for the rodeos. Yeah, they've got the turquoise, they've got the Native American, they've got the old pawn, they've got everything there at Four Winds Jewelry. Located.
Estate pieces.
Yeah, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Redding. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, and we're here with Deborah Fox, who is, I don't know what your title is there.
I'm president of Cool April Nights.
Oh my gosh.
And all that means is I am a superintendent of 11 superintendents. We're all volunteers. We work year round, and everyone has their own lane that they work in, and then we pull the show all together. When we finish the show, all of the bookkeeping is done. In August, we do our gifting. If you're not familiar with the gifting is, Cool April Nights does this car show for a reason. We raise money for youth programs in our community, and so to date, we've donated over $1 million back to youth programs in our community.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Thank you.
In August, we'll be doing our gifting, and at the end of that meeting, we start planning for the next year.
Well, you got to come in August.
Yeah,
again, and talk about this. Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning. Hello, Ron, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you got something for Cool April Nights?
Yes, I got a quick question.
Okay.
You were talking about finding car parts. I'm wondering, does Cool April Nights have any kind of a car parts swap meet? And I'll take my answer off the air.
That's a good question.
Actually, we do not. The area down at the Reading Civic Auditorium, there is just not enough room. There is not enough room to put 2,000 cars, vendors, our volunteers, which we have over 400 volunteers.
Yeah.
They all park down there, too. There is just not enough room. We would love for someone to put on a big swap meet that week. Somebody take that on. We welcome it.
Well, Ron, you know, that's a good question because people come from all over for this show. And can you imagine if you had a swap meet and you had parts there?
And a lot of the shows do that. But unfortunately, we are limited in our area for that. But that doesn't mean someone here in town can't pick that up and run with it. Call us. We'll get you into do a sponsorship. We'll back you. Put on a great big swap meet.
Good idea. Good idea, Ron. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Ron always has good questions. Okay, so can we talk about the event?
So the event, we are so excited this year. We will be honoring veterans this year. You'll notice that the wristbands are military green.
Oh, by the way, we are going to be giving away wristbands between now and next Saturday. We've got a lot of them that will get you into the Saturday show.
To the Saturday show.
For free.
It is a fast track wristband, which means when you come up to the event, which by the way, we buy out RABA. You can catch the shuttle downtown, ride it down to the Civic Auditorium. They'll drop you right off at a gate and you can go on in. With those wristbands, there's two lines. There's the line that you pay. So you stand in line, you pay, and you get in. Then there's the prepaid wristband, which they will be giving away here on the show, and they are available at all Napa Auto stores. We will be selling them inside the Civic Center during the week of registration as well. And they let you avoid the line.
And now, if you're under 12, you don't need a wristband.
No.
And if you're over 70, you don't need a wristband.
Absolutely.
So, but we're going to be giving away wristbands. We're going to start right now.
Yeah, let's give us a call at 530. Of course, you have to call that first now. 605-4567. That's our hotline. Christina's standing by. We've got, we're going to take a couple calls. Each person who calls will get two wristbands. So Katrina's standing by. And those are for the fast track. Of course, for Cool Label Night, you don't have to stand
Christina
in line.
Christina was doing something else. Christina,
the phones are ringing now.
Two calls, and we give two to each caller. Okay.
I would like to bring up Lithia Chevrolet. They are solid with us. For the last 10 years, they have donated an engine for Cool April Nights to raffle. We raffle that engine off, and that money then goes into our giveaway pot. So it is a big block. It's sitting right now in Lithia's parts department. It will be downtown tonight for Springfest.
Yeah.
We will have it down there so that you can take a look. They're $10 a ticket, 3 for $20. Come on down. Get your tickets. We're very excited.
So tell us about Springfest that's happening tonight between 4 and 8:30.
That is an ION event. So in order for Cool April Nights to have that big event down at the Civic, it's very costly to rent the Civic Auditorium, pay our insurance. You know, insurance for 1 week activities is just under $7,000 just for the week.
Oh, you know what? And you need insurance. Every place you go, if you want to rent the Axiom just for one night for something, mm-hmm. the amount of insurance you have for that one evening.
Right.
And so, I mean,
you got to be covered.
We understand. Oh, wow.
So what we do is we have sponsorships, and those are your show and shines.
Okay.
And with that money, with the money that we raise from our program, all of the other events that we have, that's how we put on the event at the Civic. We haven't raised prices for registration in at least 10, 12 years. You know, we try to make it affordable. And the price of things continues to go up.
Oh, my goodness.
As we all know. Just the cost of getting here.
Exactly.
Has gone up.
So when you call it an ION?
ION is going to have Springfest downtown today, starting at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
It'll run until 8. They have a concert going. Tomorrow is at Lithia Chevrolet in the morning is the first show and shine, and then we move down to Anderson, and it just goes on from there. Unfortunately, just so that I can get it out there, Big League Dreams has canceled their Saturday night show and shine due to their baseball season.
All right.
And that's not a decision on us. That's their show. They make those decisions.
Well, and you know, there's a lot of crossover stuff that's going on right now.
Exactly.
And
so we'll see at Country Bowl tomorrow night.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Excellent.
Country Bowl.
Bowl show and shine from 6 to 9. That's on Pacelli Lane, by the way.
That's another local business.
Exactly. They're a new show
really
and shine this year.
Good. I mean, that's another good local business.
Good family business.
Yes. And you know what? And that's what we like to support is our family businesses.
And that's what Cool April Nights is all about, family.
You're so organic. I guess, I hate using words like that, but organic in the sense that this is all us putting it on.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, and it's nationwide. People know about it. It's like the Reading Rodeo. It's all organic with that. It's like the Red Bluff Roundup, which starts tonight too. It's all that locals volunteering their time, their effort, and putting on just great events like Cool April Nights.
The hotels fill up. The restaurants are busy. When you look at our graph on our computer that we're able to look at it on the age group and where these people are coming from, a lot of people come within a 100-mile radius of Reading. So keeping in mind that those people are coming back into our area. However, we have a lot of people coming from out of the area, which – yes, it's a car show. We have a great time. We do a wonderful thing. But it also makes people go, wow, I want to come back here.
Okay.
I want to come back here.
Yeah. Do you have, like, maybe a statistic if, and you don't have to, I don't want to put you on the spot right now, but like an ish of how much money through the week this Cool April Nights brings into the community?
Approximately the numbers, like I said, it's not a definite. We're doing a new graph this year, but it brings about $11.5 million in revenue to our area in a 10-day period of time.
Staggering.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's
and
coming
all
to our community.
Volunteer work. Now, here's something I want to say before we take a break, is that if you're doing the Red Bluff Roundup, which we are doing both Saturday and Sunday, on Saturday and Sunday night, you still can go to, like, the Country Bowl Show and Shine. The rodeo is going to be over because they're both daytime shows at the rodeo. Sunday, Colt 45s, hello.
You go to the Red Bluff Roundup. You come from 7 to 10 out at the Colt 45s. Enjoy
the Tiger Field.
Yeah, enjoy the sunset. Oh, my God, what a full day that would be. Yes. All right, so just so you
So we've just planned your Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, we've got your whole week planned.
Oh, gosh.
Go to our website. Look at our calendar. And it's not just us. There are other things going on, but they do fit in. You can arrange it.
Okay.
Cool April Night. K-O-O-L. April Night. NITES.com/schedule of events. And you'll see everything going on.
Now, Christina, did we give away those? We gave away those wristbands. Okay, we're going to be giving away more today. Today's Friday, but we'll be giving them away next week until we give them all away. And this is a big shout out for Cool April Nights that gave us these for next Saturday's Show and Shine. It's a $10 wristband, and you're going to get them right here.
Mm-hmm. So, as I said, we rent out that convention center for a week. We actually don't open registration until Wednesday. So that leaves that building empty Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So Monday night is Enterprise Starship, Tuesday night, Parsons Junior High School, and Wednesday night, Foothill High School. They do fundraisers of their own. Go on down, enjoy some entertainment and some food, and then on Wednesday night, Herbie the Love Bug drive-in movie at the Civic Auditorium on the lawn. Bring your chairs, bring your blankets. There will be food, concessions. Great movie. We all grew up with it. For you, those of you who haven't seen it, bring your kids. Let them see the movie.
If you have not, see, when I was growing up, I watched that.
I watched them all.
And you watched them all. Anyway, we've got to take a break here. Hey, we're just going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Looking for a career? One that helps your friends, neighbors, and community? Good news! The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center is having a job fair Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center in Weaverville. It's your chance to learn about our current career opportunities, meet with representatives from multiple Redding Rancheria departments, discuss employee benefits, and even get assistance submitting applications. The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center job fair, Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center. Come and learn how to become part of our work family and make a difference in our community.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating.
Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM.
We're so connected.
And 14, the ladies are talking about everybody they know, and they've got very close friends.
So connected.
On both sides that now all three of them are going to go out for lunch. And let's just give a shout out
to Barbara Harrison.
Longtime member of Cool April Nights Board.
Gosh.
And Dwayne. I sang at Dwayne's funeral. Yeah, Dwayne.
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, the
Barbara Harrison got her involved with Cool April Nights.
Cool April Nights
started it.
Cope 45. She is in so many things, and we love her so much. And so, if you're listening, Barbara, and you do a lot, there's just a big shout out to you. We love you.
And then there's actually a Barbara Harrison Award that is given away at Cool April Nights. It's called the DreamWorks Award.
Oh.
And it's an award that's given to one of the inside cars from the inside show at the Civic. And she chooses that herself.
Well, she's also, was big in Make-A-Wish and a number of other things. So Barbara
Dancing
Harrison,
with the Star.
You can always count on, Barbara.
She used to call us and she'd say, ask us something. And we always knew that when Barbara called, we had a running joke. It would be, how high, Barbara?
Uh-huh. Yeah. How do we jump and who do we have on? Hey, you know, one of the parts of your, in your program, and this program is magnificent. Where do people get the programs? They just buy them at the...
The programs are printed for our registrants.
Oh, okay.
We do an extra run, and those are given to our sponsors.
Okay.
There was a suggestion for us to print them and sell them. We haven't taken it to that next level yet. Eventually, perhaps.
Well, you know what? We talk about that a lot of times, if you've got, you know, what you do is maybe raise the cost for on the sponsors a couple bucks, and then you give them away to people, because then people, they don't want to pay $5 and they're walking around, but they will take free ones and they'll keep them and they'll go through them.
Exactly.
So
there's 3,500 that have been printed. We can take up to 2,000 registrants for our big show and shine, and they each get one. You know, with this barge crisis where the barge hit the bridge.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And it has messed up all of the shipping all over the country, which has affected so many families and their businesses. And
yes.
It's touched us as well.
Really?
Yes.
Of course.
We have a swag bag and we have our cups. And they were shipped the end of February, beginning of March, and we're still waiting for them. The last they heard, they were in New York, which means they've got to reroute them.
Right.
So we're working on getting that.
They were barging them down the river and then taking them to some spot?
No, it would have been that big bridge, all of the containers that were on that.
I understand that, but I was just wondering.
Just so that everybody knows, we've tried, we know they're out there, we're waiting for them to arrive, we will come up with a solution if they will arrive. I'm trying to think positive. They will be here this week.
They will be here this week.
They will be here.
Okay.
I'm just going to say we have a couple people who want Mimi Mosley. You want two of the
Yay,
Brick.
Mimi!
Yes, of course. And I think this is Janice Torti.
Congratulations, Janice.
And you know what? Because we're feeling generous, we're going to take two more callers at 530-605-4567. And each caller will get two bracelets that go off for Saturday night for the Fast Track. For Cool April Night. For the big show. You don't have to stand in line. You can wear that and, you know, show it. Everybody likes to do that.
However, when you put them on, put them on slowly, because once that locks,
once the bead slides down, it does not back up.
It slides down and it does not slide back up.
Well, your programs are beautiful, and again,
thank
like you talked about. We were going to say something. I interrupted. Whatever.
Like, we got to talk to Cruz.
Ah, everybody loves the cruise. It's not a parade. It's called the cruise. And we are, it is so much fun. It brings people from all over, local people, people from out of town. They line the streets of the parade route. And boy, those car owners love that cruise. They love to show their cars off. It's a great family event. And that's what this is all about, is family.
You see cars that you've never seen before. You see, and there's nobody not smiling.
No. And we have, we have over 200 cars that have not been here before. We are, have partnered with Hot August Nights. We are now part of their event qualifying series.
Ooh.
So, they have an event qualifying series up and down the state. These cars go. If they win best of show, they go automatically to Hot August Nights. If they don't qualify there, they move on to the next show. And now we are part of that series. So there will be a group of cars coming from out of the area trying to qualify for the Hot August Nights event series. It's huge for us. It's great advertisement for our community because it goes all over their website and all of their information. And Denny Dodson, the executive director of Hot August Nights, will be here, and he will be the official judge for the best of show this year.
Ooh.
We're very excited. Very excited to have him here. And there's a cornhole tournament. Don't forget to sign
up for
the cornhole tournament.
I have that written down. Got to mention that. Okay. Now, where's that going to be?
It's at the Civic. Okay. It's on Thursday. You can get all of the information on our website, and you can sign up that day at the Civic.
Okay.
On
now,
Thursday.
Cornhole tournaments. You know, When I first came to Reading, they're talking about cornhole tournaments, and I didn't know what they were talking about because where I used to live, they were called, I don't know, bags or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But now you can get a scholarship to college because you can play cornhole.
Or you can win $1,000.
Or you can win $1,000. Well, you're not going to have to worry about Linda and I. Well, about me. But Linda gets out there. You've never seen anybody focus like she does.
Well,
she's weighing it, and she's looking at the wind temp, you know, the wind direction, and then she throws it and hits the other competitor when over.
Well,
there.
No, that see, when we played the first time, I did really well because we were at a house, and the women were a little bit shorter than I, so they bent the rules. It wasn't far. And then the next time we went, we played that had been Taste of Reading. Those things were far apart.
Yeah, I know.
And
it's harder
like, what?
Than it looks.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Touches a lot of ages.
I want to remind everybody that the first Show and Shine starts tonight. It starts right down the street from us on Market Street. It starts at 4, and it goes till
8:30.
So, Deborah Fox, you know what? It is always a hoot to have you here.
Thank you. I enjoy it, and I really appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, no. You know what? Every year, you know, we just enjoy being part of this. And
so do I.
And, I mean, this lady works till 2:30 in the morning over at Shasta Regional. And then somehow from there comes roaring through here. Now, I have another question. Is at the end of Cool April Nights, the last day and everybody's gone, everything's put away, do you just lay down for like 3 days?
Oh, no.
No,
no.
Of course
we,
not.
Once that show is over on Sunday, we have to load up absolutely everything that you see at the Civic will come down. It is taken out. It is put into our storage facilities. And then on Monday, we go back through, do a walkthrough, make sure that everything is cleaned up, and get everything organized, get it put away, get ready for the next year.
See, it's the passion and the love and the commitment of a committee. Again, no money is exchanged with anybody who's volunteering. They're just doing it for the love of seeing this event be successful.
We love our volunteers. It takes
yes.
over 400 volunteers. I'd like to mention, too, that every year we have a kids contest within the school. All the schools are invited. All of the teachers we get so excited about it. We have an art contest. We give them the theme of the year. This year it is Spring of 69.
Mm.
And we let them send in their art. They send us packages of art from their classes. And the picture that we choose, the winning piece of art, goes on the back of our volunteer shirts. So when you see all of those people out there in the I can't remember. It's an orange shirt, but there's a name for it.
Okay.
When you see those orange shirts, check out the back. The art was done by a young local lady. Her teacher got a $750 check.
Oh my gosh.
For her classroom. Not the school. That teacher got it for her classroom.
So she could do supplies, et cetera.
Exactly. So it's all about giving back.
I love the idea of that.
And Simpson College will be doing our parking this year. Simpson College wrestlers, baseball team. We've got some cheerleaders. They're down there volunteering, working really hard. Give them a shout out. They'll be in orange as well.
Okay. Simpson University, Reading's own university. And Deborah Fox, who is, we are just fortunate to have you involved in Cool April Nights.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be with House of Realty and Cameron Middleton.
You on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Complaining of a rigged trial orchestrated by the White House, former President Trump is back in a New York City courtroom this morning. Says the whole thing is a stunt meant to keep him off the campaign trail.
I'm sitting here for days now, from morning till night. In that freezing room, freezing. Everybody was freezing in there.
Jury selection continues for his criminal trial. 12 jurors have been seated to hear the case, with 5 alternates yet to be chosen. Last weekend's Iranian missile and drone attack on Israel has been answered by Israel. Drone strikes on military facilities near a city in central Iran.
Now, Iran is not calling this an attack. They're downplaying it. They're trying to make jokes about it on state television today. But it comes after Tehran launched an attack that saw hundreds of drones and missiles launched at Israel. That followed another Israeli attack in Syria that killed members of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard.
Correspondent John Gambrell, the U.S. reportedly got a heads up from Israel shortly before the attack took place. Secretary of State Blinken insisting the U.S. had nothing to do with it, but he says it will stand by Israel. The Biden administration planning to throttle new oil and gas leasing on 13 million acres of a federal petroleum reserve in Alaska.
The aim of the restriction is to help protect wildlife such as caribou and polar bears as the Arctic continues to warm. The decision finalizes protections first proposed last year as the Biden administration prepared to approve the controversial Willow Oil Project. Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan called the restriction an illegal attack on the state's economic lifeblood and predicted lawsuits.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House. On Wall Street, the Dow is 147 points higher, while the Nasdaq is trading 132 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Oh, honey, it's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just leaf filter's policies. Everyone who calls leaf filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every leaf filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/gold to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/gold and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per...
Controversy overshadows a popular sporting event in China.
Last weekend, China's Fu Jie crossed the line first in the Beijing half marathon, but only after 3 runners from Kenya and Ethiopia allowed him to overtake them. Kenyan runner William Nangat later explained that he did this because Chinese champion Fu Jie was his friend. However, sports officials have not viewed this kindly after outrage on social media from Chinese fans saying it made a mockery of the race. The 3 African runners who'd been acting as pacers and China's He Jie have now been stripped of any prize money or other rewards and had their final placings cancelled.
The BBC's Stephen McDonnell. Firefighters in Copenhagen plan to start taking down scaffolding that is dangling precariously outside the ruins of the Danish capital's historic Old Stock Exchange building. Large blaze broke out at the 400-year-old landmark on Tuesday. News and analysis, townhall.com. California taxpayers to fork out more money on the homeless.
Governor Gavin Newsom announced nearly $200 million in grant money to cities and counties to move homeless people from encampments into housing. The Democrat governor also pledged to crack down on local governments that were not doing their part. He says a state unit that enforces housing development plans of cities and counties will expand to oversee local spending on homelessness. An estimated 171,000 people are homeless in California. The number has grown despite massive investments by the state. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Legislation pending in the California State Assembly wants to make more rental housing available to tenants with pets. The bill would ban blanket no-pets policies, but also prohibit landlords from charging extra for security deposit and rent for tenants who have cats, dogs, or other common household animals. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Buford, you're not being good. He's climbing on. He doesn't do that. It's because of you, Cameron. It's because you're totally, you just bring that out in animals.
Oh, boy.
Look at that. I mean, there's a love affair going on here.
We did this last night. We went over to a friend's house. They got a brand new baby. I mean, just newborn.
Yeah.
You know, little 19-month-old.
Like human.
The dog is just giving me kisses all over the whole time. Like, I'm here to see the baby, not the dog.
Okay. Hey, welcome to the show here. It's the 19th of April, 8:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm. And Linda's here with the weather. But we'll do the weather after we have Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Susan. We're a Stifel Investment Vice President of Investments. What's happening on Wall Street, Susan Eastman?
Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are mixed this morning after a deeper sell-off earlier because of Israel's retaliatory strike on Iran. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 155 points at 37,932. The S&P 500 down 14 points at 4,966. The NASDAQ Composite losing 119 points at 15,482. Stocks of interest, Tesla down 25 cents at 149.66. AMD down $3.30, trading at 151.77. NVIDIA down $23 a share at 823. Apple down $1.50, trading at 165.53. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced at 4.623%. Commodity prices are higher. Gold is up $21 an ounce at 2,386. Silver positive at $28 per ounce, and the crude oil is trading at $83 a barrel after spiking over that this morning. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
More good news about oil, huh?
I know.
You know,
gold went to 2,400 overnight.
Oh, my gosh.
And kind of it's nerve-wracking.
My gosh.
We stay in it, you know.
Well, I am glad that we invested $250,000 in gold 10 years ago. I wish.
Well,
not.
She's heard that before.
Anyway, you all have a great weekend.
Thank you, Susan.
Okay, have a good time at the show and shines. I know you love them.
Okay.
Thank you, Susan Eastman. I guess that's Stifel, S-T-I-F-E-L. You think of Stifel, but that's how it's spelled. She's located on Park Marina, and her phone number is 530-244-7199. That's Susan Eastman. All right, now let's get to the weather. It's going to be a beautiful weekend for all our show and shines and everything that's going on. Red Bluff Roundup. Today's 83 with winds just about 7 miles per hour in the afternoon at the most. Tonight, increasing clouds, which makes it kind of a cool covering with overnight lows of 57. Saturday calls for 82 sunny skies and Saturday night 54 as we progress through the week. Sunday 85 and Monday 86. Tuesday falling down 10 degrees with air temperatures around 78. So it's sunblock. Don't leave your animals in the car. Make sure that you kids and you have covering as we do all of these things with show and shines, cool April nights, the Red Bluff Roundup, all the things that are going on. It just feels like wham. All of these amazing things that are happening in Shasta County that is kind of a beautiful embrace for 2024 in the spring season. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, Anderson, locally owned with senior and veteran discount, always honoring families and veterans, 365-3793.
And see, this is what happens when you wear a dark blue shirt.
Dark blue shirt.
And you encourage Buford to crawl up into your lap.
I didn't think this through. Carl, I know you do not have one. Linda, do you have a lint roller?
Nope.
Damn it.
I will start. You know, I will eventually get one.
We do, but it's at
the
house.
You can do tape. I can take tape and turn it inside out.
I really don't care. Buford's just great. He's all over.
Well, you egged him on. But that's
I've never seen him jump up on somebody like that. I'm just telling you. I mean, it just comes up and immediately wants to be in your lap.
Most real estate agents, there's a certain point in your training where you have to deal with, you know, have a dog class. I mean, I had to take, it's a 9-week course. Because you come across aggressive animals, aggressive dogs at houses all the time. People, you know, the agents will tell you, you know, oh, hey, there's three dogs, but they're really, really nice.
Oh.
And, you know, they'll be just fine. And so we have to do a 9-week course as real estate agents on pet, you know,
pet
management. I had taken mine twice. I didn't pass first time, but I'm better now. You can see that.
Well, it's because when your idea of handling pets at the front door is with a taser.
It used to be. Now I roll around on the ground with them, and they lick me in the face, the whole thing. It's a different approach.
Well,
but sometimes we tase the appraisers, but not the dogs.
Well, I can imagine. I never even thought about that. When you're a real estate agent, someone has an animal, and they think, oh, they're nice, don't worry. Well, not all shoes fit the same person. Yeah.
Well, remember, we went out and saw that house, and they put the dogs into the separate room.
Into the garage, yes.
And they were good, but they were barking.
And remember the other one where they didn't put the dogs often out or in the garage or anything else? The dogs lived in the house, stayed in the house. I'm not sure, Linda, they ever left the house.
That place you went.
Yeah, you were with us on that one, Carl. Yeah,
I probably put that out of my memory because if I go back to it, I can gag. If I think about it visually. I know for you, you had to go outside and just go.
Well, at least it had acreage.
Yes.
We spent way more time on the acreage than we did on the, that was a little rough.
Okay. So what's the real estate market doing? I read things where the prices of homes are still going up. And
they are. And it's just, talk about a bizarre market. And as Susan Eastman mentioned, the 10-year treasury, as we've talked about many times, is still very high.
Yeah.
And, you know, at what you say, 4.63 this morning, these rates are going to stay about where they're at. People are getting used to it. People still have to move for various reasons.
Yeah.
They have to sell a house. They buy a house. They move from one place to another. So there is activity out there. The inventory is still very, very low. Very low. And again, it really is so localized depending upon the real estate markets in the various areas. You hear about a lot of this national news. Oh, here's what happened nationally, which is important to follow those trends. Reading, of course, is different than Austin, Texas, than Idaho, than Tennessee, than New York, and heck, even sometimes Tehama County. So really just trying to go through. We have a fairly balanced market here, but there is the upward pressure on the prices, especially in places like California, because we haven't built. So again, it's really that supply and demand. Other areas have been overbuilding because that huge demand that came through, and they are starting to see a little bit of a reduction in some areas. Ours are really staying fairly steady, inching up a little bit, but like we brought up before, home prices went up 2.8% this last quarter. Oh, they went down 1.2% for this last month. Really, at that point, the sales price itself isn't enough information to really gauge that.
Uh-huh.
What were the concessions? How much was the loan buyback, the rate buy down? How much was given back for repairs? Did they have to put a new roof on? So many of those, really, you're within the margin of error. If you're talking about a point or two up, point or two down, you're really within the margin of error. So
okay.
I would say we're staying relatively steady. I wouldn't call it a healthy market per se. This is what we want to see is few percent increase, you know, single figure appreciation per year. It would seem that way, but I wouldn't say it's necessarily a healthy market without more buyers and more sellers. I'd like to see the ratio, but have more of both.
Well, how many are on the MLS now?
I was just pulling that up, but
because
I had...
Because I remember it has, it, where it's supposed to, it's usually 1,500. That's a healthy market around that.
1,200-ish. 1,200.
And at one point, it was down to like 300, and then it's gone back up again. This is a couple years ago.
Yeah, well, so we hit in 06, 05, 06, 07, when things were really hot before they crashed, the lowest we got down to at that time was in the mid-500s.
Okay.
And Buford could tell – oh, I thought he was filling in for Dad. He would tell you that that was the lowest that they had seen for –
a long time.
Yeah, I mean, he sold Moses his vacation home, so I'm not sure. He's been doing it a long time. That said, I think that was the lowest they had been in 20, 30 years that we have been in our MLS. So we got down into the 300s, 330s during COVID, which was insane.
Right.
And again, that's our whole MLS. And you got to figure about half that's available in city limits. We got back up, that number came back up. Right now we're at 539.
Okay.
So that is a half
of
what we should be in mid-April.
So 539, and it's half of what it should be as far as available homes.
Half the homes for sale, but about half the buyers because of the rates.
Okay. All right, we're here with Cameron Middleton of House Realty, and we're getting a little primer here on the number of houses available, you know, which is really low, and it's been low since COVID.
Really has.
Really has.
It's not rebounded.
That's 4 years now. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a locally owned and local board of directors. Been here for 17 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. I know. Cameron's looking at me like this. I was there for their 15th anniversary.
Can't believe it's been 17 years.
I can't either.
Yeah.
And but they've expanded. They're one of the best. They've been awarded things for being one of the best small banks in the United States. They're just a lot of – they're good to do business with, and we do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. For more information, go to bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to coolaprilnights.com. That's coolaprilnights.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
All right, welcome back to Friday here on KCNR. Oh my gosh, are you ready for all the stuff that's going on here? We are flying high with a fabulous weekend, great weather, all kinds of events, trying to pace ourselves with what's going on. But I'll tell you what, as you're driving around, you got a chip and a crack, you're going from the air conditioning into it being cool in the mornings, but warm in the afternoon, do Crackmaster. Give them a call. Wait. I don't know what you guys are doing over there. Come on. So, Crackmaster, windshield repair, we got Buford, of course. We got two troublemakers.
We have Buford and Cameron.
Yep, that's right. Don't fool around with your family safety.
You two kids, stop that.
Crackmaster windshield repair. Jeff, he can do up to 24 inches. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. He's located on South Market. 3208, that's Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Better known, locally owned. Great guy. Okay, Nick, good morning. You had a question?
I do have a question. I'm going to read a sentence to you and ask Cameron's opinion. Politicians have placed two initiatives on the November ballot to gut Proposition 13 with the ultimate goal of increasing your property taxes on your home to today's assessed value. Cameron, I'm wondering if you know anything about those two initiatives, because I don't, and how that would affect sales.
Thank you, Nick. Great question, Nick. And I haven't read the two initiatives yet. As the legislative chair for the Shasta Association of Realtors, I go through a lot of this legislation, take a look at a lot of it. I didn't know if it had qualified yet for the ballot. The primary ones that are constantly being looked at are trying to increase reassessments, the number of reassessments. The other part too is, because the one was passed 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, regarding inherited properties. I think it was Prop 10 a few years ago that well, they tried to do the split roll.
Yeah,
take commercial and industrial property off as well.
It failed miserably.
It did, but these guys just, they keep trying and keep trying and keep trying. They go, oh, look, Disneyland's been there forever. It hasn't changed hands. Disney is they're getting, you know, the taxes they're paying are ridiculously low. Of course, what we all know is that, yes, Prop 13 limited property taxes on, or the ability for local jurisdictions to increase property taxes at will. And what we've seen, of course, in California is every other tax has gone up.
Of course.
So the three primary means of taxation that states usually take on are property taxes, sales taxes, when that's big in California, and then income tax. Many states have high income taxes and high property taxes, but they don't have a sales tax.
Or they have no income tax, but they have high property taxes. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. So in California, we kept one lower or made it tougher to increase on people, but we raised the heck out of the other two. And of course, in Sacramento, it's let's take that third one and make sure we can raise that as well.
Bless their hearts. And as we know, to Sacramento, money is called green crack. They are addicted to it, and they will find any way they can to spend your money on ridiculous things.
And the answer is it's never
just
enough.
An opinion.
And I think part of this, too, I mean, there's so much legislation that comes through that people, it's they have good intentions, of course, with some of these things and say, okay, we're going to point over here. The big premise for the one that was done a couple of years ago, I want to say that was Prop 19, for the inheritance and in terms of reassessments with inheritance, I think they looked at a house, a Malibu Beach house that had belonged to the Bridges family. So, Jeff Bridges.
Oh, yeah.
The actors. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so by doing that, they're like, oh, they're not hardly paying any taxes on this Malibu house, et cetera, et cetera. And the people that have been there for a long time, they're subsidizing the new buyers. And again, it's they have the good intentions with, oh, we're going to make this more fair. Of course, in the end, nobody pays less. Everybody just ends up paying more.
Right.
So there is no – I love that when government says, hey, we're subsidizing. These people are subsidizing – people A are subsidizing group B. So let's raise the amount group B is paying. And group A says, okay, great, we're not subsidizing anymore. Do we get a cut?
No. It's like we pay every month to these companies to be able to play bump music. Now, just the bump music. We're not a music station. And yet when a new company comes in, the fourth one just arose and took all of these artists from the other ones. So we're paying the new one. Do you think the other ones cut back? No. They just raised it too because I said, wait a minute, you just lost three of your major artists. And they go, yeah, that's true. But we also have, you know, like a million songs in this. And you know, I'm thinking about just writing music here just to play our own bump music throughout the whole. Anyway.
Let's not get carried away.
But what we're saying here, though, is, oh, this sounds good. Oh, then you won't subsidize these really rich people. Well, that's not what happened. And the people saw through that split roll thing, saw through it, and it was a tremendous win for the taxpayer. So, Nick, thanks, because we've got to keep our eyes on the ball here.
Yeah, and that's critical, Nick, and I'm going to do some research on those. I owe you a call on a couple other items, and let's try and talk about that later today.
Okay.
I'm going to look these up, get you some more specifics, but these, you know, great, well-intentioned bills sometimes that come through Sacramento, it's these unintended consequences. And it's like increasing, taking Prop 13 away from commercial and industrial properties. Oh, only the rich are going to get hurt. No. You've got your little
strips. How about the guys here that own Chevron Square here, Nathan and his family.
Exactly.
They would get hammered by that. I mean, hammered by that. And then who gets hammered next? Me. Because I lease our space is here from Nathan, and it is not easy to move a radio station.
And when your barbershop
has
to close down because the rent went up so much that now they can't afford it because of the tax increase that's now on the property owner. When your little coffee shop goes out of business.
Yeah.
You know, your little restaurant goes out of business. And again, think of restaurants that lease space.
Yeah.
It's the hardest business to be in California by far is restaurant. Let's just add something else.
Well,
something
one of the things I want to talk about, they even had an article in the newspaper, but Rosé just shut down. It's been there a year. There's been a number of businesses downtown that, you know, just things have gotten, you know, tough. They use as an example Enjoy the store. It wasn't a money thing with them, and it wasn't a lease thing with them, and this story is going to come out at some point. And the store was doing well. It was just where they were at that was causing some problems. But we got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about you were the chairman of the city planning commission, right?
Well,
or whatever you call it.
To be clear, because we rotate that position.
Yeah, right.
I ended my term as chairman about a year ago. A year ago.
Right.
So I haven't been chairman for a year. But, yeah, we can get into those details.
I want to talk a little bit about this because this is another one of those things that the city council is doing that. I think we need to throw some light on it. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. My barbershop, it's been my barbershop. I don't know what's going on with Buford and Cameron, but they have this bromance going on.
Great dog.
I've never seen him do that before. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, it's been there since 1960, or the barbershop has been in existence. And they, you know, I think I've been going there 17 years. I've never had a bad haircut. I really like these guys down there. I make a phone call like I did yesterday in 530-244-9478. I was able to come in on the time I wanted, got a great haircut, caught up on all the things that were going on around there, and that's what I recommend you do. Cypress Square Barbershop, it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back. Buford.
Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every
contemporary taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Shasta County Grand Jury application deadline has been extended to April 24th. To apply or to get details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Don't delay. Get your application in now.
Please apply now.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio here in the studios. It's Friday, my friends. It's 8:34 in the morning. It's on the 19th, and we are giving away American flag.
We're going to have Cameron
reach in there.
Reach in to the flag giveaway
group.
Of course, this is the United States flag, and this is a 3x5. It's the tough tex, which means that it doesn't fade. Well, it doesn't fade as quickly, and it doesn't, you know, what do you want to call it, tatter and tear as quickly. Well, we're going to have him do this right now, and we're going to pull out a name. We've actually kept the names for the last 6 weeks, so we're going to.
So you get that. You get a chance if you entered 6 weeks ago.
I'm trained for this. Dave, was this non-Dave? Indian Dave?
Indian Dave. Dave, you won the flag. We got your phone number. We're going to give you a call, buddy.
Very nice.
Yeah, thanks. That was a good pull.
Well, I just replaced ours last year. Yeah. Flag Center.
Flag Center. This is the Flag Center.
I love
that's
that
giving
place.
It away. Flag
so
Center.
This is what's really funny is that our producer is 18. One of them is 18 years old. And, you know, it's the era of texting. And he put NDN Dave in these little tiny, like, mouse print, like the size of... How do you even read that?
I thought it said non-Dave.
No, it's
NDN.
So he probably thought... When he called on the phone, he probably thought he was kidding.
NDN Dave. Well, NDN.
My dad's on assignment far enough down south, he's not going to hear this. We're out of range. But, yeah, having him write down an email address, you know, writes the AT for at.
Oh,
gmail.com, that type of thing. Or we had an agent in the office some years back. He's retired now, but he actually wrote out an email address, and I said, this is an email address. Then I realized he spelled out dot, D-O-T, spelled out at, A-T. So, yeah, it happens.
In Croatia, they call it, instead of, you know, the at, they call it monkey tail. They go, Carl Bott, monkey tail, FCI.
Why can't we implement that? That's great. It does look like a monkey tail.
It looks like
tail.
A monkey tail, and that's what
Can
they
we get
call it.
Started? That's
monkey tail. Okay, Cameron, you were on the City Planning Commission, and there's been a lot of stuff in the paper. They said that there was a row, big row down at the City Hall between the City Council, because it seems like they're making changes in the Planning Commission for Reading, but also now they're going after the chairman.
The current chairman.
Yeah.
So let me go through this step by step. Each planning commissioner is appointed to fill a term of 4 years. Right. You can, some commissioners start that. They get appointed at the very beginning of the term. Some of them come in to fill a vacancy midterm. And when that occurs, there's a vacancy on the city council, either because somebody vacated it or they're up for reappointment.
The city planning commission. Not the city council.
No, but the city council has the ability then.
Right.
The mayor makes an appointment, has to be confirmed by the city council. So when it's fairly rare for most, that when you do a term, one term, you can do another term. So we have term limits of two full consecutive terms. Now, the late, great Planning Commissioner Burt Meyer, who was served, it was the longest total serving Planning Commissioner, we believe, in City of Reading history.
Wow.
Burt was on for his first time around. He filled a vacant spot within, it was vacated within months. So he did about 3 years plus, 3.5 years, then got to do a 4-year term,
mm-hmm.
was reappointed, then another 4. So technically you can do 11 and a half plus total, but then you're off. And then you're mandated to be off. You can come back if you've been off, and which is what I did. So I served first time from 2009 to 2013, and then I was appointed to fill a few months left of a term back in 2020. So, and then I did a full term, and which I had gone for the full 4 years.
Right.
Burt Meyer passed about a year ago, and when he did, Marcus Parton was appointed to fill that seat, which means Marcus was up for reappointment. I was up for reappointment.
And you've done a 4-year, and he did a year.
About a year. So, and I put in for reappointment, mm-hmm. called the mayor, talked to the clerk, talked to city staff, said, yes, I would like to be reappointed. Now, I'm used to this. I was actually denied reappointment after my first term in 2013. And I had the distinction, I think, of being the only chairman at the time, first chairman to be denied reappointment. And also, I think I was the first one to be denied reappointment by the same mayor that appointed him in the first place. So, but hey, that's politics. Playing the tall weeds with the big dogs. Buford's asleep, by the way. Then, you know, these things happen. That's a mayor's prerogative to do that. So what happened was we were up for reappointment. This is the end of the term, April 30th.
Yep.
And the mayor, Vanessa Audette, had, and it, this is her ability to do it, decided to appoint 2 new commissioners. So I was not given reappointment, nor was Marcus Parton. I think we're both very well qualified. You know, I've been served 8 years total. Of the 8 years, we have 2 leadership positions on the commission. Chairman and vice chairman out of the 7 of us. I've served 3 terms as vice chairman, 2 as chairman, and that we get elected by the by your peers. And let's see, 8 years I've been on 3 subcommittees as a planning commissioner, and I've never missed a meeting. Not one ever. But
did Vanessa offer any explanation?
I'd rather her say that, but
I'll be more than happy to have Vanessa on, because there's been some things happening lately that people are just kind of like, whoa, what's happening here?
Well, and Vanessa simply said that when she became mayor, she had a couple of people, you know, she wanted to look at the applications, but she had some people that she, you know, had interest in, and Vanessa and I chat as commissioner and council member. And so, that again, that's her prerogative. If she
it
says,
is.
I've
it
got a couple people
let's
here.
Let's make it real clear. The mayor is, when the thoughts come, maybe she wants to change things, she may, you know, bring in more people, different people. No, it's absolutely her right.
And it used to be more rare. It wasn't a common thing. It's occurred more, I'd say, in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Especially when you jump over twice now, jump over with a vote of 3, who is supposedly in succession to be mayor. Does
yes.
that happen quite often? It's happened twice since we've been here.
Oh no. More than that. So the way that the council rotation works, and we try and generally do the similar thing on the planning commission, there are just some on the commission that say, I don't want to be chair. And I get that. So, I mean, even I was early to vice chairman.
Yeah.
But because I've had the experience, some others didn't want to do it, so be it. But, and the city council, I think out of the last 10 years, has actually followed the legitimate rotation where they should be, the 5 of them, all 5, once in 10 years. they have not truly followed that rotation for a decade.
Yeah, Francis Sullivan was skipped over.
And that's when it started.
That's when it started.
And then they retaliated, and then it's gone back and forth. But
now let's talk about the two people that were nominated, because in the City Planning Commission, one, you should have a good idea what's going on in the real estate. You should have a good idea going on with the planning on where we want to go to. And then you should have some experience in a development or something. And so what about the two that were chosen?
So I only know one of the two. I don't know David Stein. I do know Joshua Johnson. In the city application, in the code, it asks, there are requirements. So you have to either be a citizen of the city, own a business in the city, you work your own property in the city. You have to have some affiliation. They suggest, and it is not a specific concrete requirement. They ask that you have some type of experience, something in the field, whether it's engineering, real estate, some kind of development background, whether you're a surveyor, an appraiser, something that has something to do with planning and land use.
Right.
They want you to have an idea of that. Now, that hasn't been followed perfectly for a long time.
Those are suggestions, not hard written requirements.
It's in writing, but it's not you can't do that. I mean, one of the best planning commissioners I've ever seen, and certainly one of the loudest and pointed, he teach me how to pick battles and how to fight, was Randy Smith. He's an anesthesiologist.
Oh, yeah.
Hired.
Yeah.
Dr.
Smith.
He's done a ton locally in terms of other things, creek cleanups, et cetera.
Yes.
But great planning commissioner. Served 8 years. Anesthesiology isn't really I don't know, as realtors, there's probably times we would rather go under. But, he does have that
experience. Look, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win. win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
And good morning and welcome to this Friday edition. Oh, make it a beautiful weekend. How are you today? It's going to be 83 today. Don't leave your pets in the car. Don't leave food in the car or children in the car. Don't do, you know, think about those things, folks, because that weather, if you think if it's 83, it's really 93 to 100 inside your car.
Even hotter than that, but then don't forget about the show and shine that starts right down the street here in the promenade area. That starts at 4, and of course the Red Bluff Roundup starts tonight. It goes tomorrow and Sunday, of course. You've got all these show and shines, 31 of them over here, 31, and we've already given away eight wristbands.
We have a couple more to give away that are the $10.
We've given away four.
So if you want to give us a call here at 605-4567, those are for Saturday night, straight through. You don't have to.
Saturday.
All right. Saturday. That's right. For show and shine. So that's a wristband that you can come here, and we're giving two away with each phone call.
So 605-4567, and then this is good for the big Saturday car show down at the Civic Auditorium, and get you in for free. Okay, we're here with Cameron Middleton, and we're talking about the City Planning Commission and Josh Johnson, who is real estate, and I mean, he's got some background here.
He fits multiple criteria.
Right. But David Stein, who is the head of Bethel Media, was named to this commission too.
Yes.
And Tanessa does not have to give any of her reasoning about why she does this.
Correct.
Right. But it was interesting to see. I mean, nobody I know knows about him except, you know, he's very successful, obviously, in what he does in the media. But what he would have to do, because other people that applied were engineers, traffic engineers, and all this that were passed over for this.
So, number one, after 8 years on the Planning Commission now, and the head of city traffic and streets will tell you this, I'm now an amateur traffic engineer. Totally uncertified, but I'm a wannabe traffic engineer. But yes, they can have those qualifications. Again, as a planning commissioner for 8 years, terms I've served, am I qualified for reappointment? Absolutely. Was Marcus? Absolutely. A lot of this can do with policy. I mean, it really can be policy differences. And we have policy differences on the Planning Commission, as we should.
Yeah.
The idea is to get a broad representation of the city, its residents, its businesses, interests, to be on that Planning Commission and have different perspectives. That's why usually, on average, most mayors get one or two appointments. Maybe to the Planning Commission during their term as mayor.
Yeah.
And then they rotate them through. So various council members, once they become mayor, they get those appointments. So, and it can have a lot of influence.
Now, you all don't make a decision. You all just make recommendations. That's other people. You need to know that, that you can make a recommendation, but you don't have the final say. That's the city council. Is that correct?
Not correct.
Okay.
In a certain sense. So almost anything we do can be appealed to the council.
Oh, okay.
Some are by statute need to go to the council for a rubber stamp or for approval. So many times we make a recommendation. There are things that we do that are final. They don't ever go to council. We handle it, and that's it. So because, again, we are both quasi-judicial, mm-hmm. and we are legislative. So we write code for the Chapter 18, which is the zoning code, mm-hmm. and the renting municipal code. That's what we handle. That's our prerogative. Any code changes must be approved by city council.
Okay.
Usually they're rubber stamped. In some cases, they really get into the details.
The VRBO, as an example.
Was a good, perfect example. Right. So other times, it's a use permit. It's a site development permit, or it's somebody we've had to deny a permit, mm-hmm. take some kind of, again, quasi-judicial action. Nobody appeals at city council. It's done. So that said, it is important what the makeup of the planning commission is, but really in the end, just about anything can go to city council.
All right.
Either does or can.
Have you followed this, what's going on? The other thing that was a total surprise to me when I was reading the article, and I thought it was a pretty good article, by the way, Aaron Hatch, who is the chairman, was accused of making a toxic environment on the planning commission. Do you know what that was about? Because he seemed to be surprised about it.
Aaron is not causing a toxic environment on the planning commission.
No.
And I can say this. Aaron and I, there's probably no one else on the commission in the last few years that I've had policy disagreements with and see things differently than Aaron. So Aaron and I are fairly different in how we approach things and how we look at it, our policy perspectives. Aaron does his homework. I mean, reads everything, goes find extra information, talks to other sources, researches things. He does his homework. He participates.
He's not shoot from the hip.
He's active. He talks. He gives feedback. He's been a good chairman. He's a good commissioner. And he and I have actually kind of become buddies while we've been on the commission. We have a great mutual respect, and even though we're probably the two that are furthest apart, there is not a toxic environment on the City Planning Commission. We may have policy differences. We may see things differently. And like anybody else, certainly less so than the City Council, we can get a little passionate. He had some fundamental disagreements with the draft general plan, which has now been approved. So did I. They were totally different
I think he said he had said something about the planning or about the city had withheld information. That's what I read in that he had been accused of that, of saying that.
Yes, and Aaron can get into this better. He put forth an email with concerns.
Mm-hmm.
We, for example, took a vote on the general plan. It was a 3-3 vote. One commissioner had to recuse. Marcus Barton had to recuse. Mm. It's all public. Mm-hmm. Aaron and another commissioner wanted to use more aggressive language, right? So if something says in the general plan, we would like to, you know, encourage for developers mm-hmm. to reduce tree removal. We would like to encourage them to add more to parks. We would like to encourage this or strive to do that. And the city has very good reason for doing that.
Of course.
And a lot of it has to do with the car fire lawsuit. Straight, that big
okay.
part of it.
Okay.
You say this must happen. This shall occur. Now you're in a pinch.
Okay.
So our job as planning commissioners, half of it, is interpreting the general plan and whether or not we think a project, a proposal, policy, anything is consistent with the general plan. So there's some wiggle room there, and there's supposed to be. Otherwise, you don't have a lot of use for a planning mm-hmm. commission. He wanted stronger language. city attorney and others made an argument against that. I agreed with him on that. He was very adamant. He wanted that stronger language. He basically was, in his email, he indicated, again, fairly passionately, he wanted that information. He wanted those things changed. So did another commissioner. But outvoted, and it went the way it went. I wanted changes to transportation plan element. The chapter that's on transportation and the one on parks and recreation. And I had lobbied for this throughout the course of the general plan. I didn't get the votes. Happens. But it didn't, it was a little bit too extreme for me. I want quality parks rather than quantity. Mm-hmm. And I think we have a very restrictive new transportation plan. So we voted no for very different reasons. It was a 3-3 vote on the general plan. That's rare. So we did not give an affirmative recommendation to council. He also, and I was a little miffed by it, I didn't fire off an email, but we wanted to go and say why we voted no, or other commissioners why they voted yes, to the city council when they finally had to approve it once we kicked it up. We got an email from the city attorney after 4 o'clock for a 6 o'clock meeting saying we were not allowed to speak. Too late to put anything in, too late to do anything. So now they have requested to remove Aaron Hatch from the Planning Commission. This has never happened. No Planning Commissioner has ever been removed mid-term. Does not happen. This is unprecedented. It's a big deal. And I wonder about the backfire. Who's going to serve for up to 4 years and take that appointment if they think they're going to get removed in a year?
Alright, well we'll have to bring you back. Come on.
We'll do more on this.
Yeah, but as this moves forward, we gotta keep following
this. This is a very, very big deal.
We need to pay attention.